Nah, the epic good news that God brings would have to be something like, he's getting rid of evil. He's doing away with sickness and suffering for good. Good news that comes from God is on that kind of scale. And so when we hear what the angel says, it catches us by surprise a little bit. Look at it again. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Yep, we're waiting for it. What is it? "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." The good news is a baby. A baby that was born in a barn, in a stable. A baby that all it can do is eat, sleep and cry and poo. That doesn't really sound like the earth-shattering good news that we were waiting for, does it? But have a look again at what he was called, and we get a bit of a clue, right? Just back one slide for a second. Have a look at what he's called. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David," what is it? "A Saviour." A Saviour. Now, a Saviour is someone who saves you from something. And this is where it gets really good. Because we all know that we need saving, don't we? We know that there's something wrong. I don't know what it is for you. Perhaps these last few years have been really tough financially. And you're finding it hard just to make ends meet. Maybe you live in chronic pain or have a life-threatening illness. Perhaps that's what you need saving from. Maybe you've had a family breakdown or some other kind of relational turmoil. Maybe you're feeling the deep disappointment of Christmas plans having been cancelled. Maybe you're stuck at home for Christmas. Yet another thing ruined by COVID. Maybe you're lonely or tired or angry or addicted or oppressed. Maybe your mental health is tormenting you. Maybe you're actually living your dream and it's not all it was cracked up to be. And you're feeling this lack of fulfillment. Maybe you realize that we're all going to die one day and that we at least need saving from death. We all know that something isn't right. Life is broken. And these last few years have just driven that home to us, haven't they? Life's not perfect. It's not ultimately fulfilling. And that's why no matter how good Christmas is each year, even when our plans can happen, at the end of it, we're left with a bit of a sense of emptiness. And no matter how hard we try as individuals or society, we can't fix it. We've tried for centuries. And yet here we are, still feeling every bit of that brokenness. Of course we need saving. No wonder there are so many superhero movies. Marvel is still kicking on. But do you know what God says? Each of those things I mentioned a second ago, they're just symptoms of the real problem. Those things that we feel are broken with this world, they're like a headache that comes from a brain tumor. Trying to fix the headache is never going to work. Panadol won't take away a brain tumor. You need to deal with the deeper problem. And what's our deeper problem? What does the Bible say that we need saving from? Well, the Bible tells us that we've all rejected God. Whether we hate him or just want to ignore him, we've all turned our backs on him. Now, God is the creator of the universe, and so this is a bad call. He's the one who gives life. He loves to give life. He loves to give good things. But to turn our back on him means we lose relationship with him. It means we don't get his good gifts that bring life. It means that we've broken peace with him and have actually become enemies with God. And to make yourself the enemy of the God of life, well, that's death. Now, God, in his mercy, he hasn't destroyed us. We're not all dead yet. But he has given us the symptoms of death. all those things that I mentioned before, those broken things that we feel, the things that are wrong with this world, he's given us those symptoms so that we might look for the cure of the deeper problem, for the thing that will actually deal with the brain tumor, the thing that will actually deal with the problem of death, the problem of being enemies with God, of not having peace with him. And then do you know what? He gave us the cure. Wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger, a savior, Christ the Lord. You see, God loved us so much that he stepped down into our world himself. He became a baby who would one day grow up to be the savior, who would grow up to die on a cross, and then he would rise again to crush death for us, to turn us back to God if we would just entrust ourselves to him. No longer enemies, but at peace. Peace with God for eternal life. And when you're at peace with God, all of those other problems go away. Dealing with this deeper problem will get rid of evil and suffering and sickness forever. Now, we'll have to wait until eternal life before those things all go away. But they will. Because this boy was born. This boy died on the cross. This boy rose from the dead to secure our peace with God. That is the good news that brings great joy. And after that angel delivered this message, the sky was full of angels. And have a look at what they said. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. Peace. Friends, you could have peace with God today. No wonder Christmas time is still a time of great joy. The first Christmas set the tone with the message of the greatest joy and the most incredible act of generosity that our world has ever seen. God came to save us. Will you find this peace with God today? Will you find joy? Many people all around our country are stoked that they can finally see their family again today. And that is really good. The true message of Christmas says that we can have a reunion with God that will last forever. A place where you're never left with a feeling of emptiness at the end of it. Ever again. One that can't be ruined by COVID. You can have a hope in our Savior that will last into eternity. Can I urge you, look into these things. Come to church with us again next week. Chat to me, chat to the friend or family member who brought you along today. But don't miss out on this incredible gift. I'm going to pray. Father God, you are amazing. That while we were your enemies, you would send your son down to be our savior. That he would die. That he would rise from the dead so that we might have peace with you. We are so thankful that you want to give us life. That you're patient with us. Father, I ask for those of us in this room, for those of us watching at home or wherever we are, that we would come to you. And we would have peace with you forever. Thank you for this incredible gift. In Jesus' name, amen.